Next bishop, we have Brother Delonte.
Okay, Deacon Albert.
God bless you, Brother Devante. I just hear God saying, there's a prophet in you, there's a seer in you. God said, even a youth minister, God says you are going to be in the ministry at a young age, and you're going to reach a lot of young people, a lot of children, even that are younger than you, and some that are being slightly older than you. But God says you're going to be an example. He's putting you into the limelight. Like you're going to be a lighthouse to you, to young people, and it's going to be an early age. So God says, don't think that it's going to be a time when you're going to be older. God says it's going to be at an early age, and you're going to be equipped and prepared for it. And yet the prophet in you is going to speak forth the word of the Lord. God says you're going to begin to study more in the word. You're going to begin to study books that is going to prepare you for such a time. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Devante. I hear the words of the Lord saying that He's placed a spiritual inheritance on you. God is saying for you to prepare yourself. God is saying for you to study more, study Him. God is saying for you to begin to pray. And I hear God saying that you shall speak His words. God is saying for you to not be afraid and not to not hold back what you hear, but God is saying that you hear Him clearly and for you to begin to speak forth His words. God is saying that He's made you a leader of this generation, and God is saying that you shall lead them to the kingdom, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Devante. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you have so much wisdom. It's as though you have youth wisdom, but you have older person wisdom as well. God says there's much wisdom in you. God says He's sending you forward. Now, I hear God say that you're going to lead regardless of whatever you do. I don't know if you have any type of position or office in school or not, but God says that He's calling you a leader. And you're going to find where there will be followers following you even at school, because God says that He's positioning you now to lead. And then I'm hearing God say that you're going to be involved in politics somehow. So God says that you're going to be involved in politics. And then there's something in school that you're going to be standing out for too. Now, I don't know if you're involved in sports or not, but there's going to be some sort of recognition or something that you're going to be doing even in college as you advance. God says He's preparing you. And it's as though that God's going to put you amongst people because you're going to be around people. And God says you're going to be speaking into people. You're going to be a leader wherever it is that you go. You're going to lead. And God says that He's calling you into His kingdom. Because I hear all around you, I know you are a prophet, but God says that you're going to be like ministering. You're going to be pastoring. You're going to be just among people, because that is where God has you. And God says for you to prepare yourself. God says that you're going to bless you. I don't know, I'm hearing God say something about your vision board. God says be careful what you're seeing and what you're looking at. The other thing I'm hearing God say is for you not to be tempted in this season. God says do not get off course, and do not allow anyone else to get you off course. And God says for you to use your discernment. And I'm hearing God say, especially with girls, God says use your discernment and do not get off course. Because God says there's a special place for you in His kingdom. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Devante. I so agree with the words that have been spoken. So I heard Father God say divine. Father God wants to let you know you are part of the divine plan because you are divinity. Father God says you're going to begin to study to show yourself approved. Father God says for the next 7 days, man of God, make sure you begin to plan starting today, your time of worship, your time of personal prayer, the time when you go within your prayer closet that's right there standing there each and every day. Father God says for one hour starting today, you schedule it for tomorrow as well. You can do 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening, 30 minutes in the afternoon, however you desire to do it. Father God says make sure you have quality time in His presence this week. I hear Father God saying there's a hedge of protection around you, a hedge of safety. This message was for you today. because Father God says he's rising you up quickly and swiftly, man of God. And Father God says the darts of jealousy, the darts of envy, the darts of misunderstanding are already being tossed. But Father God says, I shield you, man of God. And elder, the word that elder has spoken to you, man of God, do not invite any distraction in any form. Father God says he's preparing you for the next level. Now I hear Father God saying scholarships, grants are already prepared for you. Your education is paid for in full. Father God says you're not alone, nor shall you be lonely. Father God says take up the scriptures, study them. For in your seasons, when you seem alone, Father God says, my word will cover you, my word will comfort you, my word will edify you, and my word will build you up. For Father God says, this is the season where he's stepping in and he's working on your heart. I hear Father God say emotional healing, mental healing, psychological healing. And Father God says, I clothe you with male mentors in this season. Father God says, I cover you with male mentors. And Father God says, the Father that you've been crying out for is at hand. So Father God says, fear not, fret not. For Father God says, I have your back, and I've sent the support. And that is the word of the Lord.
Wow. And so just know, Devante, that as Prophetess Irma was speaking about leadership, the Lord says, begin to lead leader. Lead leader. And I will bring others around you that will seek your counsel, that will seek your advice. For the Lord says, I will make you a great businessman. I will make of thee a man of great authority. I will make of thee a man of great power. I will make thee a man of philosophy. I will make thee a man of great understanding. For the well that I have placed inside of thee shall feed many. For the wisdom that I have placed inside of thee is born of me, yea, saith the Lord. And you will live by the truth that I have placed in your heart. You're going to find, man of God, that you're going to hold a position of great responsibility, a position of great power, and you will be well respected as you mature in the things of God. And you will excel, for I will make you a stakesman. God said, I make you a stakesman. Pick up some kind of a musical instrument to start working with as well, too. This could be a guitar. It could also be the keyboard. But the Lord says you need to pick up one of those two instruments. Because I see you standing before people. Your greatest asset, man of God, is your ability to be able to sense things and know things. Your greatest asset is your ability to make distinctions. For you have an eye to see in the realm of the spirit. Not a lot of speech, but you see. You see. And God said, I will make a seer out of thee. So now the Lord says, prepare, because I will show you much in this season, and you will see great things opening up for thee. For the Lord says, your prophetic gifting is second to nature. It's just automatic. You just do it automatically. And I will raise thee up to be a voice to a people. And that is the word of the Lord.